Blog Talk Radio.
You are in Black Noise Radio. I want to wish you all. I said in my previous segment that on the Marty Smith Show that, you know, we just hit an all-time ratings hype just over the weekend. This week and the last few months has just been excellent. And so you get no complaints from me, folks. We just need to keep it up. I guess whatever we're doing here, and the we includes GRX and everybody else and even you listeners, we're on to something and I guess a well-needed path. I know I'm on the right path. I know that because I get up every day. But we're also on a well-needed path. And so when we see that, we know in our heart of hearts that most of my core issues I'm actually addressing. So whether it's getting the music together, getting the message together, production style and production standards. I learned that years ago. That's something that I am so serious about, production style and standards. You work on any film shoot, no matter who the director is, white, black, green, he has production standards and certain styles that he has to ingratiate to execute the production, no matter what it is. And so I have been blessed, as my voice cracks, to see the results of me just being very disciplined about a couple of things. And that's okay. All right. The music mix, you know, I surprise myself from time to time because, you know, I'm going into digital catalogs that are, in my case, I may have made these 10, 15 years ago in some cases. And I'm finding these musical jewels that I haven't seen in or listened to in quite a few moons. So those things are good. The level of discourse that GRX has risen to is phenomenal to me because he and I can shoot the crap all day. We can talk about nothingness as if that's the thing to do. But when it has moved to substantive issues that affect us and our urban message affecting daily living, and the discourse is not about us disagreeing or tit for tat, but more or less, we're living in this life too. And so we want a talk show that actually is moving us as we deal with these issues. And so you get a sense of that, certainly on the Marty Smith Show and when we do GRX Live, as well as when we have him live on Black Noise Radio. Been all good. I told a mechanic that was working on my truck. He asked me about what I was doing in the music and the radio. I said, you know, the Black Noise Radio is really focused primarily on music. And I like jazz at the noon hour. And so that's what I tend to bring. And I said, you know, just this morning, and I think this was last Saturday, I said, you know, we dropped some Coltrane and some, I think we might have dropped Tito Puente and whoever else, you know, we're going to drop it. Ella Fitzgerald, whatever it is. Roy Ayers, if you got it, we're going to drop it. Esperanza Spalding, because it's good music. And so when I said that, he just looked at me like, oh, now you own to something. How do I get this information? I said, well, you know, we're online. So, you know, you got to use the sources we're now dealing with to get messages out, which is part of this discourse. the way in which you receive info has changed. The get down on the get down has changed. Just 10 years ago, it would have been not cost effective to even do this, to have this type of show. It was not cost effective. I know a lot of people lost their shirt trying to set up little radio stations off the internet. And the direction that they went was all similar and typical, but it didn't work. In my case, I just think that once I'm properly motivated to do something, I try to find the best amicable means to execute the function. And so what I have seen with what we're doing is, you know, we just try to take it up a little notch every time. I listened to some very deep discourse earlier today about Coptic teachings. I listened to some very, very challenging discourse about the Trump administration and the affect of upcoming laws, this, that, and the other. But, you know, one of the things that I just felt as if I didn't want to deal with anymore was the apparent issues in the African-American community that affect our willingness to kill one another. And so I couldn't come to grips with how to bring it. I've seen the Facebook posts. I watched that right after Easter. I couldn't watch that no more. It made me want to get up and go kill the killer, literally, which is not going to help nothing either. And the funny thing is there's been so much time and distance between that act of ignorance that that guy could easily be in Los Angeles by now or New York City. So as we journey, and the journey on Black Noise Radio continues, it's come to this. These are digestion mixes. You have to digest the world and then filter my mix in. Black Noise Radio. That was Paco de Lucia with John McLaughlin. That's a part one and two. We'll have part two tomorrow, I think. Previous to that was my favorite Jean-Luc Ponty, Mystical Adventures. And we had Mungo Santa Maria, Green Onion. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, always known as Low 12.